I thank God for visiting me during the night, as I said. And I want to thank him for the courage and the strength that he's put in me. I feel like that I have a little message for you. I've been asking God, Lord, if you still have something for me to do, inspire me that I may be able to speak your word. And the Lord has done that. I want to speak about seeking God this morning. Let's turn in the Old Testament. I believe it's the book of Hosea. Hosea. Chapter
10 and 12 you're looking for?
Yes. Thank you. Hosea 10 and 12. I think I had it backwards in my mind and I couldn't find it. Thank you. Hosea 10 and 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. These are gardening terms. Or somebody who's getting ready to have a garden. These are words you understand. Break up your fallow ground means to plow and get the ground ready. That's been fallow means it's been lying there without any working. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. This verse is so full of meaning. There are so many, each phrase in it needs for us to study and unpack what's in it. For it is time to seek the Lord. My dad always had a personal testimony here. When he was a young man, he was saved when he was just at the age of graduating, and then he went right on and began to seek the Lord for a deeper experience with him. And a minister came to my dad's congregation and preached one night. And my daddy told me, he said, the power of the Lord just came down. And my dad went to the altar. He knew he needed to seek the Lord. He had problems that he was trying to overcome. He had a bad temper and a habit of cursing. And he wanted the Lord to deliver him from that. And when that minister came and preached, it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. My dad took that serious. He said, I was the first one at the altar, and I didn't care who heard me pray. On the tape of that service, you can hear my dad pray. He was about 18 years old. He said, I didn't care who heard me pray. Other times he had been ashamed of being heard praying, but he prayed with all his heart. And he said the Lord came and met him. The scripture here, come and seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. That means don't quit until you're satisfied with what the Lord has done for you. And my dad said, that's what he did. He prayed until he knew God had rained righteousness upon him. He did a great change in my dad's life. He delivered him from that awful temper and that habit of swearing. And my dad became a holy man at that time. A little while later, the Lord called him into the ministry. He had already given the Lord permission to use him in that way. And so he began to receive messages from the Lord. It seemed like when he was about 19 or 20, he began to get messages that he felt like the Lord wanted him to preach. So that was something real that I can look back on and know that this verse is true. As my dad had a personal testimony about it. This message was preached to the children of Israel. I can't tell you. I haven't studied it that much to know if this was before, during, or after their captivity. Do you know, Joseph?
Before.
I thought maybe it was before, but I wasn't confident about it to say it was. This was before their captivity. But this was God's call to them. Come and seek me until the Lord rains righteousness upon you. It is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So this was God's call to the children of Israel. Up in the beginning of the chapter, he described their condition of heart as a heart that was divided. Part of them wanted to live for the Lord, and the other part of the time, they didn't. When the people of Israel were called to seek the Lord, many times the call included this thought that if they were not actively seeking, they were forsaking God. So there was no middle ground. I think maybe that's in the call to Asa was like that, wasn't it? Where if you don't seek him, you're forsaking him. And Asa had a situation in his life where he was diseased in his feet. It makes me wonder if maybe he had diabetes and had feet that were afflicted like what happens with diabetes. But it says that he was diseased in his feet, but in his affliction, he didn't seek the Lord, but he only sought to, or he just said, it just says, he sought to the physicians. So there was a point in people's lives where they had a choice. Something either propelled them on to seek the Lord, and we want that to always be the case with us, where our troubles and afflictions cause us to seek the face of the Lord. We don't want it to be that way where we just turn away from the Lord and take an alternative. The alternative was usually to pray to something else. We don't want that to happen to us. We want to always turn to the Lord. In our troubles, we want to always turn to the Lord. I'd like to look at another verse about seeking the Lord, and I believe it's Psalms 27. And verse 8, when thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. That was my response, he's saying, to the question or the challenge that the Lord gave me. Seek my face, and my heart said, thy face will I seek. And I believe that author had the response to this question, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. I believe this man, David, when the Lord said, seek my face, he had a desire in his heart to seek God until he responded, until the Lord met him. I believe he did that. Sometimes it seems like we go for a long time before we really seek the Lord in that way. And your life can get pretty dry, right? You feel like you're just if you just feel like you're dry. But if we will seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness upon us, we can get through that drought. We can survive. We can even thrive when the Lord comes and rains righteousness upon us. I believe there's a story in American history that the American people, back around the time of the Puritans, one of the ministers preached this verse to them. And he reproved the people at that time. They were going through a drought. Their crops were failing. And the minister got up and he said, "It is time to seek the Lord, folks, until he comes." And it was literal rain that they needed at that time. And the story goes that without the sound of thunder and without darkness of sky and wind, it began to rain. It rained and rained a gentle soaking rain, which is really what they needed. And that ended their drought. They began to grow crops. The people's hearts were touched. I'm glad that the ministers were burdened like that and obeyed God and preached that message to them, aren't you? It has probably been repeated in American history many times, but that's one that I read about. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. I used to hear that message when I was a child. Seemed like there were several ministers that had that theme in their preaching, was come seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. Not only my dad, but others. I wonder what that would be like. I believe I know. I've had times where I was very dry and sought the Lord. And there's a great change and a great difference that happens whenever you really contact the Lord in your time of seeking. And you begin to feel, to know that he's raining righteousness down in your life. I'm sorry, I've got a little throat trouble here, so. A water. Yes, please. Looks like there's some other scriptures that I would like to look at about seeking the Lord. Thank you. Dryness is a terrible condition. We don't want to continue in dryness when the Lord is saying to us, seek me, because he has the solution for us. Let's go to the next book, which, let's see, that one was, oh no, Hosea, Joel, Amos. I want to go to Amos. Amos chapter 5, verse 4. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. And seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba. For Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. There are several verses here. Then the 14th verse, seek good and not evil, that ye may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as ye have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. So again, call to seek the Lord. There's more. Well, I'm not finding another one that I had. Maybe you can help me again. It says, seek meekness. It may be that ye may be hid in the day of the Lord's anger.
Zephaniah 2 and 3.
Zephaniah? Really? I didn't recall it being in Zephaniah. But that's quite a call from the Lord, isn't it? Zephaniah 2 and 3. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. He talks about them being careless at this time. Verse 15. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt carelessly, said in my heart, in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. It talks about that confident city that dwelt carelessly, becoming as a widow, a desolation. I'm thankful for these calls to seek the Lord. There's a call and a challenge, and every time there's a promise. There's a, if you seek the Lord, this will happen. Or we know that behind the Lord's call is an answer. If you seek me, you will find me. Well, that's in Jeremiah 29, I believe. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Oh, this is a wonderful promise, and I believe that the Lord will perform and did perform it for those people and will perform it for us. That if we seek him, he will be found of us, and we will find him when we search for him with all of our heart. So we want to follow the Lord's directions in these places. To seek him, to seek meekness, to seek righteousness. Let's look at Matthew, is it 6:33? Yes. Jesus was reprimanding the people. He said the Gentiles seek after all these things, what they would eat or drink or what they would wear. He said, for after all these things, verse 32, Matthew 6, after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, we have several directions here about seeking God. Seeking till he comes and rains righteousness upon you. Seek him early. Seek him first. Seek meekness. Seek righteousness. I mentioned seek him early. There is a scripture that has that, and I'm not sure where that is. Seek him early.
I think it's in Psalm 63. Is it early will I seek thee?
Well, that's definitely the thought that I want. I'm not sure if that's the scripture that I had in mind, but let's look at it. Psalms 63. Thank you, Lord. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry land, in thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. We seem like we have a song that has that. It's in the children's book, I think. But this is the intention of the writer. I want to seek you and praise you early. And I believe he's lifting up his hands in this place as in a yearning, seeking, beseeching condition. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. That's kind of like the author in the book of Song of Solomon. By night on my bed I sought him, him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I could not find him. So he determined to go out into the city and seek for her lover. On this, in the Song of Solomon passage, until she found him. And she sought for him where the night watchmen were. They would know. So in this seeking, this one not only sought for him in familiar sights, but also went to people who she knew would tell her, I know where he is. Later in the passage, she says, I sought him It was but a little while till I found him whom my soul loveth. She said, I sought him and found him and would not let him go. I believe that's the intention of the author and the seeker. Thank you, Lord. To seek him and find him until she lays hold on him and then says, I won't let you go. Thank the Lord. I'm so glad that first, and this is really how it works, both then and now, that the initiative first came from God for seeking. Yes. If it doesn't work like that, it probably will be fruitless. But God initiates the seeking. And then I want to say this. It doesn't take long for a seeking Savior and a seeking individual to find each other. He's already seeking for me. He's not lost, but we're the ones that are lost. But he's already seeking, and he puts it in our hearts to seek after him. Thank the Lord. I'm going to have to sit down. But I just pray that this thought today would challenge each of our hearts today and on and to the week, that we would each seek the Lord until we find him. That's another one. Isaiah 55. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I remember when I was a child hearing a preacher preach on this verse. And when we would go to our camp meeting in Missouri, this was always written on the wall back behind the pulpit. You remember? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And the message usually came that in this way, that while the Lord is near, while there's opportunity given at this moment in your life, you're in camp meeting, the message is going forth, there's a lot of people to pray with you, the presence of the Lord is here, and the Lord is dealing with your heart. That's how it would come to me. There's not always that free, wide open opportunity in the busy part of life, and we don't have the same opportunity. But the call was given, call ye upon him while he is near. While you have this opportunity, while the minister's preaching, while there's people to pray with you. I remember it being just that urgent, just that important to me, that this is your opportunity. This is your time. Probably a lot of us felt that way, because when I was a young person, there would be 40 and 50 people coming to the altar. A lot of people coming to be saved, because the message that was coming forth was just this urgent. Call ye upon him while he is near. Surrender There are times when your heart is more prepared to seek God and to reach God than at other times. There are times when your heart is not inclined, when you don't have that urgency, that sense of urgency inside of you. When you don't feel, I remember as a child feeling a knocking on my heart. I would just get hot all over and my heart would just thump inside of me. And I would think, yes, that is God talking to my heart. So seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. There's times in your life where it's far easier to forsake your way than at other times. You feel a conviction upon you that this is something that I need to do.